This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Media reports say American officials have shared intelligence with Saudi Arabia, indicating the attack on its oil facilities were staged in Iran. Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader is setting conditions for any talks with the U.S. Reuters' Joe Davis reports.
A new development in relations between Tehran and Washington. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said on Tuesday that Iran will never hold one-to-one talks with the United States. But he said Iran could engage in multilateral discussions if the U.S. returns to the 2015 deal on Iran's nuclear program. But Trump has stepped up sanctions since withdrawing from the nuclear pact last year. Tensions between Tehran and Washington have risen once again after an attack at the weekend on major oil sites in Saudi Arabia. It sent oil prices soaring and raised fears of a new Middle East conflict. On Monday, President Trump said it looked like Iran was behind the attacks, but said he didn't want to go to war.
The Taliban is claiming responsibility for two deadly attacks in Afghanistan. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Taliban spokesman says one suicide bomber targeted presidential guards who were protecting Ghani and the rally in northern Parwan province, along with other members of the security forces. Ghani was unhurt in the attack, but it wasn't immediately known if any of his guards were. The second Taliban attack was at the Kabul Afghan army base. An Afghan official says over 20 died there, including at least six military personnel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israelis are voting today in general elections. AP's Aaron Heller reports Israelis are voting in a repeat election centered on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The election in Israel today is essentially a referendum on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's been in power for more than a decade. He's seeking a fourth consecutive term, fifth overall, and this comes against a backdrop of corruption charges that are expected to be pressed against him. And he has a tough challenge against retired military chief Benny Gantz, whose party is running neck and neck with Netanyahu in the polls.
This is VOA News. A Chinese envoy will head to Washington to prepare for trade negotiations. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
An official Chinese news agency says a deputy finance minister will lead a delegation to the American capital to pave the way for the 13th round of negotiations, but has given no details of their agenda. The move follows conciliatory gestures by both sides ahead of the October talks on their fight over trade and technology, which threatens to dampen global economic growth. The two governments have both raised tariffs on billions of dollars of each other's goods, causing hardship, notably in the farming and manufacturing sectors. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A Chinese-American couple has been arrested and charged with stealing scientific trade secrets from a children's hospital in Ohio. The couple worked at the Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio for 10 years, stealing proprietary research for use in personal business ventures. Britain's Supreme Court is to decide whether Prime Minister Boris Johnson broke the law when he suspended Parliament for 5 weeks in the run-up to Brexit. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Was it legal for Boris Johnson to suspend Parliament?